Paul, the return of Dustin Byfuglien in full participation. What did you think of what you saw, and will he play?
It was good today. We had some two-on-two work and three-on-three work, which provides some contact and some tight turning. And he looks the way he normally would, right? Didn't look any different. And so we'll take a look and see how he's feeling tomorrow. I don't have him in the lineup for tomorrow night, and then we'll get another good one in the next day, and then see where he's at.
Would position in the standings ever affect these decisions in terms of the luxury of having a spot clinched?
If you were looking at the position in the standings being above the line or below to make the playoffs, then you would treat it like a playoff game, and you would be you'd be more open to the immediacy of the situation. But with the time he's spent out and with how close we feel he's to being a good performer and being able to come in the lineup and then stay in the lineup, we'd be a little bit more cautious with it. We've won enough games this month, and well, he's played 37, I think, so this for half a season, that we have confidence in the group that we'll ice.
And then my last one on him is simply, have you given thought to who he slots in alongside, and do you have a sense of who that might be right now?
Yeah, but if before I would announce that, I would be announcing a guy coming out of the lineup that's playing in the lineup tomorrow night. I wouldn't want to hear that. So we'll just hang on to it, especially if he gets a hat trick. Have to change up our thinking a bit.
Speaking of confidence, Paul, Connor Hellebuck said consistently throughout this year about wanting to peak at the right time. Do you feel he's peaking at the right time right now?
He's been good. He peaked earlier than people would know, because we struggled in the month of February, and both our goaltenders played some really fine games in there, but his March play has been very strong.
Paul, I wanted to ask you, there's a lot of talk over the last 24 hours about the idea of the code that exists in hockey, on the backs of the Wagner
right.
hit from yesterday, Byron went in Uyghur. Do you have an issue with the idea of a code in this day and age, or do you think that one still exists?
Can you define the code for me before I decide whether I have an issue with it first?
Does a code in your mind is, we always hear about the code. About having to
answer for your for your play. I think it's taken on a different meaning because it was a pretty direct and straight line that was easier for the players to understand the result of what they would do 25, 30 years ago, and it's 29. So, you know, in that kind of 80s, 90s, if you went in and speared the goalie's glove when he had his puck on it, that was a five-on-five brawl. Then everybody understood that, and the guy who did it would have understood it before he did it. It was all kind of okay, everybody goes. So it's a pretty straight line there. Now, not so much. So what should get answered for? I don't know. I don't really have a problem with a player who feels he's been physically slighted on the ice or trying to have a problem with it. I mean, it's, I don't know if he broke any rules doing it. It's a known penalty, right? If we get into a fight, it's going to cost me 5 minutes. I think there's something good to being accountable for your actions. I mean, we do it in society. Keeps people from running around spearing everybody. Keeps the peace. Just offended a lot of people with that. I'm good with that, though, so before you start tweeting, I'm all right with you.
Anything to do with Brassois? Did he skate again today, Paul?
Skated this morning.
Any chance he would be available tomorrow?
He's not going to back up tomorrow, no.
Okay. And was Josh out there with him?
Correct.
Today? Okay. What have you learned about the Islanders, or what's different about them this year with Barry sort of implementing his system with their group?
He's had a phenomenal track record, and I think it's in Nashville about getting them to play a really defined game. And it was in the end, and he's kind of his next two teams that he took over. He brought that game into Washington, and in some ways probably had to fight harder there to get that style of player to play that game, but eventually he did. And then he went into a team that was looking for it, right, that needed it. They were at the opposite end of that spectrum has done a really, really good job of getting them to play a hard, solid defensive game, giving their goaltenders a chance to be elite, and now their numbers say they are. So they're a tough, tough opponent.
Do they become even more, I mean, everyone knows they're the top defensive team, but when they haven't scored a lot, can that make them more dangerous, or?
No, it doesn't change them as much. So if you get a team that scores at a really high rate and it goes on a stretch of games where it's not scoring, you start to wonder whether you can win. They can win, right? They can win 1-0, 2-1. They're fine with that. And if you open your game up on them, they can score more.
Sorry, and just to go back to the whole code thing, but if you're a team, though, in the...
Thought I was out of it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
If you're a team in the fight, let's say Adam Lowry has some beef with some guy back, you know, 2 months ago.
Right.
And he turns around, fights a guy, gets knocked out like Byron did last night, probably out now for a little while at least. I mean, does your mindset change on that then, given
the context of the situation?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that Byron had a choice really in this. I don't like commenting on other people's teams. If you've got something, there are times where you take a punch to the face for your team and you settle those things the next year, and there are times when it's important for your bench that you stand up for yourself. There's all different kind of contexts that these things happen in, and I'll judge the ones in our room. Thank you, sir. Well done.
I won't ask you about the code, Paul.
I appreciate that.
But I do want to ask you about Andrew Ladd, who word came out yesterday, suffered a season ender and significant injury. He's had obviously a real tough go since he kind of left here. Just a thought on maybe what's happened in this time since here, and does it just show that as players age, it's not always a graceful time in their career. It can be filled with lots of peaks and valleys.
The advantage that veteran players have is they've been through these things before. So but it's a challenge when you have those long terms, especially because Andrew would work exceptionally hard to come back, right? There are guys that when they get hurt that have that courage, and I think that's what it is, to push every day through the pain, especially when you're not getting better in a week. You're talking about months of that. There's a mental cost, like those big injuries, we've always, you see it, there's almost a depression that they go through after they suffer because they know what lies ahead for them. I would say, maybe the most important thing I could say, he's got the kind of character that he's going to push through it. He can drive through this and come back and be a player. He's had kind of back-to-back really tough injuries and came back to play and be a good player, and then it happened so quickly on him again. It's tough. We feel for him.
Is his footprint a little bit still on this team in the sense that, and maybe specifically as it pertains to Blake and his ability to be a leader and a captain on this team?
You most definitely learn from the people around you, and where Andrew excelled was in the room with players. He was a quiet guy, and he wasn't somebody that was racing out to talk to the media to make sure people say nice things about him. He was in the room and did a real good job of kind of working that around. And I think you see that in Blake, too. He does a real nice job kind of with the outreach program in the room, trying to help those guys that are struggling and still maintain a real high level for yourself and what you expect for yourself on the ice. And it's a challenge in a Canadian market. There it is different here, right? The pressures that you face when your team's not playing while you're the guy that is the face, and Andrew handled that very well.